כבודי מלא עולם, כבודו מלא עולם, כבודו מלא עולם, ושרת שואלים זה לזה, כבודו מלא עולם, כבודו מלא עולם, כבודו מלא עולם, משרת שואלים זה לזה.
I always say, I'm sorry, it's the first thing I'm saying, but like when we get together for whatever it is, concerts, classes, gatherings, so you have three options what you could do. You could either clap, sing, or do tshuva shlema. So whatever you choose, but it has to be one of the three, okay? Or all three together, but that's another thing. All right, give me good harmony. So let's go. one more nigun. I was asked to sing this nigun. This is from the new album that we have here, and it's a Purim nigun. So if you don't know, I'll teach it to you. It's a very sweet nigun that came down the beginning of one of these shiurim. We always start with the guitar. And quite often in the shiurim, when it's a, you know, et ratzon, the harmony's happening, the feelings are, you know, just there's quiet in the mind, quiet in the heart. We've received a lot of new nigunim. I wrote in the beginning of classes, this came down in the beginning of a shiur in a beautiful little yeshiva in Yerushalayim called Yeshivat Simchat Shlomo that I have the privilege of teaching at. And this happened a few years ago while we were learning for Purim. About 2 years ago, I think. Shoshanat Yaakov Tzahala Vesameicha Mirotam Yachad Chaynet Mordechai Shoshanat Yaakov Tzahala Vesameicha Mirotam Yachad Chaynet Mordechai Shoshanat Yaakov Tzahala Vesameicha Mirotam Yachad Chaynet Mordechai Shoshanat Yaakov Tzahala Vesameicha Mirotam Yachad Chaylet Mordechai Vaitshu Atam Hayita Lanetzach Betikvatam Bechol Dor Vador Tshu Atam Hayita Lanetzach Betikvatam Bechol Dor Vador Hayira 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 Bam 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 da, aye da aye da aye da, da 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 da, aye da aye da aye da, bam 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 bam, aye Shoshanat Yaakov Tzahala Vesameicha, Lirotam Yachad Chaylet Mordechai. Shoshanat Yaakov Tzahala Vesameicha, Lirotam Yachad Chaylet Mordechai. Haitshu Atam, Hayita Lanetzach, Betikvatam Bechol Dor Vador. Tshu Atam, Hayita Lanetzach, Betikvatam Bechol Dor Vador. Hayira Ay, la, 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 try with me, please. La, 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 bam, 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 bam. So much for the harmony, for the tshuva, whatever, you know, whatever it is. But thank you so much for coming. And I have such a hakar tov from the bottom of my heart. Where's Yonatan? Where's Jonathan? I'm so thankful. This is it. This is a chazaka now. This is the third year in a row that we're getting together before Purim. And I don't know what that says about me, that I only come before. It's all, you know, about ben afonchu. But it's a big zchut. I mean it very from a very deep place. And this year, I mean, usually we get together right before Purim, and I was wondering, wow, it's like a few weeks before Purim. We're getting ready. Was it 3 weeks? Mashu kaze. I think actually 3 weeks from today is Purim. But it worked out with the scheduling. There was no other time we could get together. And I was thinking about that dafka. What I wanted to talk a little bit tonight is perfect that we have a few weeks and not, you know, people do the Purim cramming, which is like you cram for a test, like you have to learn all the secrets of the world the night before Purim to feel like you're connected to the mitzvah sayom, to the four mitzvahs of the day and whatnot. The Purim, I mean, it's said about Rav Mendel of Kotsk. Rav Menach, oh, before I forget, but I have to hold on to the Kotzka, so I don't want to forget what I was going to say. The shir tonight's Leilui Nishmat Chana Yocheved Bat Yitzchak HaKohen, Miriam Liba Bat Leib Moshe, Chana Bat Yitzchak Isaac, and Sarah Bat Chaim Mordechai, and Neshamas Shehav and Aliyah, and only have Nachas from other Tzeitzaim and all of us here. Bezrat Hashem. The reason why Purim, for me, is more overwhelming than any other holiday, more than Pesach, and I know that's easy for me to say because I'm not the, you know, mechila, I'm not the mother of the house, so obviously Pesach is not as overwhelming. Purim is very overwhelming. Purim, the more you learn about Purim, the little bit of sod, the little bit of secrets that you learned behind the story of the Megillah, the more it could be very intimidating. And in fact, one of the most intimidating things in the world is when you're told that on a certain day of the year, you have to be happy. That can intimidate the living daylights out of anyone living in the 21st century. It's enough that I know it's a mitzvah to be happy. It's enough that I know it's wrong to be sad, but that I have to be happy. That's a whole other parsha. Reb Mendel of Kotsk, it's said by him, by his Purim Seuda, that whoever sat by Reb Mendel Kotzke's Purim Seuda tasted Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, Chanukah, every holiday you go through the motions of what the aura of every holiday can be found through the Chag, the Seuda of Purim. So what did we, Mazak Kashur Eleinu, I want to just preface by saying that I want to discuss something very, very simple. And not too long, we're going to sing a bit more. But something really pretty simple, and from not just from my heart, I'm sure it's all our hearts, I'm sure all of us could relate to this. I want to talk about something that all of us, it used to be that only certain people would travel a lot. Today, everyone's traveling every day somewhere else. Everyone's always traveling all over the world. And we're seeing so much more, like it's an incredible thing that we always mention. That just today in my life, and probably in your lives as well, we were each in touch with more people today, the last 24 hours, than our grandparents or great-grandparents were in maybe 3 Gilgulim. Just think about how many people you were in touch with today. So Reb Shlomo Karlbach would always say the following. He'd always say that the closer we're getting to Mashiach, it's not that the more that we're advanced with technology, it's that the closer we're getting to Mashiach, the more that people have to connect and be closer to each other, and therefore, technology is there. Not the other way around. It's not that, since there's technology now, we could be so connected with each other, therefore now we're all connected. Afuch. Because there's a need for people to be closer, therefore, there's technology now. That doesn't always work because you've seen many households that the dinner table is 6 people like this, right? So how close are you actually? All part of the tikkun of Eitz Hadaat. You know how, obviously, right? What's the simon of you see the sign of apple, right? It's unbelievable. Not just an apple with a bite inside. He's saying it's done already. It's done. The bite's already taken place. It's amazing. He's not in this world, huh? I don't know. Oh, who thought of this? I mean, Steve Jobs thought of this, but I've been thinking about. No, I think I'll tell you how. I'll tell you why I thought about this. I'll tell you, Morty, since you asked. One day, my daughter came home from Ghan, and she comes home with a huge sticker, and she puts the sticker on my, and I'm Ode, like I, you know, half my gadgets are all filled with, you know, it's a das energy because it's all on all our gadgets, of, you know, the MacBook and the iMac, the Chule, the iPad. One day, my daughter comes home, she says, Abba, I have something really, really special for you, and she brings home this beautiful sticker, big one, and she puts it smack on the bite. And covers it. And she saw me, and I think I might have started crying. She was like, it's just, you know, Abba. It's just a sticker, you know. But God was, of course, taking everything way too deep and like, oh my God, you don't know what you're doing. We're fixing the Itz HaDaas. And I was like, wait. You're four. Hold on a second. Lat. It works both ways. The world needs to be closer, so we have these for people that we can't reach like this right now. But you have a serious situation in the world that the exact opposite, like zele umat zeh, that we don't know. We don't know what it's like to live without this with us 24/7, 24/6, and unfortunately, in many cases, 24/7. So, what I wanted to talk about tonight has to do with all of this, but it's really a very simple vort, if you will, simple thing. One of my favorite dynasties, Hasidic dynasties, is the dynasty of Radzin, the Ishbitze. I'm sure many of you have heard of Reb Mordechai Yosef, the Mei HaShiloach. His son is the, not the girls' school, but the Beis Yaakov, the Sefer Beis Yaakov. His son is the Baal HaTcheles, the one of the main components of bringing Tchelet into our midst and tzitzis. He's known as really the Radziner Rebbe, Reb Gershon Chanoch Henech Liner, the Liner family. And the Ishbitzer, the grandson of the Ishbitzer, as well as one of my other favorite, most inspiring heroes in my life, who was Rabbi Nassan Sternhartz, Rabbi Natan of Breslov, Rabbi Nachman's top pupil, both share the same vort when it comes to where the word of Purim comes from. So we all know, the Megillah tells us, where does the word Purim come from? Hipil pur hu agoral. It comes from lottery, from lots. They take a little bit of a twist, and this is what the whole shiur is tonight. They say that Purim comes from the word Perurim. Perurim, you think, wait a second, we're not at Pesach yet, we're not at Chometz and Matzah, Chometz Aser B'Mashehu, like the Gemara talks about. No. Purim comes from the word Perurim. What is Perurim? Crumbs. My Inyan Schmidt, what does it have to do with anything? What's this whole Indian of Purim? So we go to the Gemara and Megillah just to say this. We're going to see two statements in Chazal. And this will really be the basis of everything we're saying tonight. It says in the Gemara and Megillah in Yud Gimel, Amud Bet, it says like this, Amar Reish Lakish, Galui ve'yadua lifnei mi she'amar ve'haya ha'olam, שעתיד המן לשקול שקלים על ישראל. לפיכך הקדים שקליהם לשקליו. What does that mean? It was known, Reish Lakish says, it was known that one day there's going to be a real evil man, Klipat Amalek, as dirty as they come, as dark side as they come. His name's Haman. He's going to come with what? Aseret alafim kikar kensef. 10,000, not rubles, because rubles is like Nebuch, 10,000 bills, a lot of money, and through that money, what is he going to do? He's going to buy out the Yidden's destiny, and he's going to come and kill, because of those 10,000 shkalim, those 10,000 kikar kesef, they're going to wipe out Am Yisrael. Hikdim, what does God always do? And the Gemara talks about Hikdim refu'ah lamakah, that Hashem always brings the healing for something before you get patched. He says, okay, that's the case. I'm going to tell my Yidden that when they're building the Mishkan, it's amazing, it's always about these parashiyot we're learning right now, that when they bring the parashiyot, when they build the Mishkan, what are they supposed to do? Each of them has to bring a machatzit ha-shekel. And each Jew's machatzit ha-shekel is going to basically overpower and wipe out what? The merit of what the 10,000 aseret alafim kikar kesef. It's really a zeh le'umat zeh. It's this versus this. So what does this basically mean? It means that in a deeper level, that the kingdom of sadness, of bitterness, of mara shchora, of depression, the kingdom of Amalek, and what is Amalek tachlis? Not just the injection of doubt, but the injection of cooling you off, is represented by the aseret alafim kikar kesef, is going to be beat out by what? The kingdom of ish Yehudi haya b'shushan habirah. About being besimcha, about being running away from bitterness and depression. Through what? Amachatzit shekel. Through half a shekel. So what does all this have to do with what we're trying to battle with right now? In our day and age, and I'm sure in our lives as well. I have to tell you the truth, I don't know most of you in this room, but I'm certain about the following fact. I'm certain that, and take this the right way, okay? This is a compliment, although it won't sound like one, okay? I'm certain that if we sat down, each of us, one-on-one, for more than 5 minutes, each of us would discover that we're all broken. Baruch Hashem, we're filled with brachas in our lives. But we're all broken. And when they say broken, Hollywood heartbroken is, oy vey, she ripped my heart out, she ran off with someone else. That's Hollywood heartbroken. You know what Yiddish heartbroken is? Is that until the great day really does come, we can't not be heartbroken. But further, the heart that's broken, a Jewish heart that's broken, is one that's cracked open to feel all the da'at that we accumulate and attain. That's what a Jewish, when I say we realize we're all broken, not that we're all nebuch, but that we're all made out of something beautiful. We can't really understand it, and sometimes we do confuse it with depression and sadness. But it's in our DNA that we are made out of people that connect to the machatzit hashekel, to the way Hashem designed a Jew's contribution to building the Mishkan. Hashem didn't tell us, go and bring your great, great, great delights of the world. Hashem didn't say, go bring your greatest, most biggest accomplishment, and that's what you should bring. Everyone, go and connect to that place inside of you that knows that without someone talking to my neshama and what I'm broken over and what I really want in this world, I can't bring anything to the Beis HaMikdash. Can't bring anything to the Kodesh Kodesh. I can't build a Mishkan. You know why Purim is called from the Lashon of Perurim? Because those are crumbs. The machatzit shekel. I look at the world, you know, there's a concept in Hebrew. It's called hitpa'alut. In Chassidut, they speak about it a lot. In Kabbalah as well, hitpa'alut, lehitpa'el, means to become so amazed. I become so wondrous over something. And it's amazing. A human nature is to always mitpa'el from something very, very big. That's what I'm really amazed and impressed by. Both, by the way, not just in Gashmiut, also in Ruchaniut. You know when like art scroll sales like skyrocketed high? When? The day after the last Siyum HaShas. Why? Because the day after the last Siyum HaShas, people were so amazed and touched by something so grand that suddenly everyone was certain that they're going to be joining. In 7 years, they're going to do Siyum too. People that never saw Gemara before bought the whole art scroll. They bought everything, right? Because they're mitpa'el from, I could do the whole thing. That would be good. But just learning a few mishnayos, that's not, come on, it's crumbs. What's the big deal? And what voice tells you that? That's Amalek's voice, full force, asher korcha baderech. He cools you off from thinking that even small accomplishments mean anything. Haman comes, aser talafim kikar kesef. We come, Ribono Shleilam, please look at me. Machatzit HaShekel. There's all these different Torahs on how you connect to the Machatzit HaShekel. And, you know, one of them is a famous one. I'm sure you all know that the word Machatzit, so the middle letter is Tzadik. And the letters that surround the letter Tzadik are what? Chai, right? Chet and Yud. So if you're close to the tzaddik, you feel alive. And what about the outer letters? Are what? are met, right? So there's all these different, we could really go off here on many different avenues of understanding. So how do you connect to the Machatzit HaShekel? So in Breslov, the approach is, you know, it's, everything is just the tzaddik. You have to find the tzaddik, you have to connect to the tzaddik. And in Breslov and in other places, you can go further and say, you have to believe that there is a nekudav tzaddik in you. Now, if I told you the nekudav the tzaddik in you could mean that maybe it's just a few mishnayos, maybe it's just a few good words to someone, but you're able to believe in the power of one good word, then you're connected to the tzaddik, and then you're alive. But if you think that unless I do all the big accomplishments in my life, that I said I has to be, then not only are you not close to the tzaddik and you're kind of met, you're really going to the energy of Haman HaRasha. That's what he's all about. That's what he's trying to tell you day and night. Because the smaller a person is, the more that they're really, the greater they need something to turn them on. The smaller a person is, the greater a person is, they need the smallest, most simple things in the world. You know, I was born in New Jersey, but I always say I'm from Los Angeles because it sounds much, much cooler, right, than saying I'm born in New Jersey, right? I grew up in Los Angeles. I grew up in Morty. I grew up in Beverly Hills. I grew up right there and on the corner of, right by Doheny. I grew up right there. My father, my dear father, he should have a refuah shleima. My father, he was a chazan of a shul in Beverly Hills. For many of you know him, many of you were his students when you were younger. I remember that what was Purim all about? It's mamish scarred in me, mechila, from anyone that was, you know, maybe part of it, but the Beverly Hills Shalach Manas was like the most opposite of Purim I've ever met in my life. The Beverly Hills Shalach Manas is Aseres Alafim Kikar Kesef. That's unbelievable. What are you supposed to do? Machatzit HaShekel, Reb Shlomo says, what's the whole thing of Shalach Manas? You give someone an orange peel and a mezonos. Shalom HaYisrael, you're my best friend in the world. But this is why Purim is the... I want Purim friends. I want a friend that I don't have to do something in the middle of the night for him to let him know that he means something to me. I want a friend that knows that I can show him how much I love him by knocking on his door on the way home from shul and saying good Shabbos. And that means just as much to him, if not more. If not more. The truth is, when we look at the four mitzvahs ayom, the four mitzvahs of the day, which everyone knows is Mishloach Manot, Matanot Levyonim, Kriyat Megillah, and the Seudah, you see that this theme rolls, it goes through all of it, that what I'm really looking is for an acknowledgement of my machatzit HaShekel. That's what it really, really, that's what my heart really, really wants to find. I'm broken in this world, not because no one ever blew my mind and did the greatest things in the world for me, but that I haven't yet met someone that I want to do the smallest things for. That's what I'm really looking for. I'm looking for the Perurim kind of friends. I'm looking for the Purim kind of friends. The Krum kind of friends. I'm looking to connect to the mitzvahs that, it's true, not every day is Ne'ilah. But I'm looking to connect to moments that maybe they're just a Tuesday in March, a Wednesday in March. And to find those moments and feel so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, we have an amazing Kehilah where we live in Efrat. An amazing, amazing Chevra and congratulations, and Uvad this week, you know, your brothers, he made the cut. We have an amazing young chevra. Our kehillah is wonderful, and we learn every morning. That's what I love about it the most. We're learning together every morning. And Shabbos too, and there's Mishmar tonight, and there's a Sunday night. It's really starting to take off. We're in that. We're mamish, like everyone says, where do you live? I say, well, it's Efrat, but it's really its own area. It's like, where? I'm like, well, it's the Zayit neighborhood, but it's not really. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, well, you know how in Hebrew they tell you, Ech magim l'shama ashay, they say, sa, 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 adasof, smola, v'as tishal mishu, right? Keep on driving, and then keep on going there, then you go there, and then ask somebody else. You can't really find it, but unless you really know, you have to keep on driving. And you know where I live. It's basically Ramat Beit Lechem. That's how close we are to the border over there. Ramamish right there. You know, my daughters and the chevra around the corner are both Hasidim of Vatikin. They are up every morning with the Muazzin, Baruch Hashem, very, very early. Everyone's talking to Hashem around us, very, very early. So, we've been trying to pick up, I'm truly, truly, truly working on our midot. Not let's try to finish us, or let's conquer the Zohar. These are nice things. These are beautiful things. They're all, but a lot of it is aseret alefim kikar kesef. We're trying to go to the perurim. We're trying to go to the perurim. In fact, we've really been focusing our learning on Sundays and Tuesdays with a certain tzaddik in Yerushalayim. His name is Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter. I don't know if many of you have heard of him. One of his books is a book about just pashut midot, simply. It's working on our anava, working on our kin'ah, working on gaiva, working on ka'as, working on everything. But one of the big things has been is, what impresses you? Big stuff? Or how much are you able to let little moments truly impress you? So one of the greatest things that we've been doing and working on, and most of us have children that are still, we have to, you know, we take them to school in the morning. It's gone, elementary school, some in high school, though mainly it's younger kids. And one of the things we've been focusing on to find out where are the perurim in our lives, the holy crumbs, with how much tefillahs do we send off our children the second they open the door to leave us in the morning from the car? And what happens to our neshamas when they walk into that gate going into school? You know, it's been a lot of hard work on ourselves because we've realized, like, you know, there is some kind of sense of once, you know, they're behind that gate, it's okay, there's someone else's problem now for the next 5-6 hours, right? Let's admit it. It's who we are, it's our nature, but it's not really who we are and it's not our nature. It's not. It's a bilbul. Who we really are is letting ourselves be so heartbroken the second that your child leaves the car and you're trusting their education and their concepts of Hashem, the Torah, and the building of their character refinement and self-confidence in the hands of someone else. As much as you love the chinuch that you chose for them, and I don't know how many people actually are like that, it's a big thing. But it's those moments, it's not how much kavanah do you have when you bench your child Yom Kippur night. It's in the morning, the perurim, a crumb. When you send them off to school, what happens to you? Where are you at that moment? So we've taken this on as some kind of a minhag by us. And I've seen a bunch of us, like, basically, you know, get beeped and honked at the second, like, for minutes after our daughters are already in school, because we're sitting there, you know, Shira Malas, every capital, tell them you know by heart, is going into it, and all the dreams, thoughts, and then we start asking the inevitable question. And that's, did anyone ever cry after me when I was sent off to school? Did my parents wait in the car? Were they broken over this Indian? No? And then you share that with your parents who are now in their 60s and 70s, and because that's what we all have to go through now, and we have to share it with our parents. There's a whole openness now. Everyone's talking about everything. It wasn't always like this. And then they say, well, wait a second. No one ever cried over me either when I went to school. And it's a whole domino effect. Yom Kippur, Ben? Oh, Yom Kippur. Yeah. Are you kidding me? My bar mitzvah? Well, they treated me to the greatest thing in the world. My wedding? My father paid for my wedding? I'm talking about the crumbs, the perurim. I'm not talking about those huge shalach manases that sometimes we had to literally have it both in the living room and dining room because it was that long. I'm talking about when my hippie friends would come over afterwards, and yeah, some of the items they brought we had to throw in the garbage, but others we definitely, you know. And I'm not talking about because it reeked. I'm talking about because it wasn't suitable for a Purim or any day of the year. But the whole inyan of Purim is I have to ask myself, what impresses me? And what do I think impresses Hashem? What do I really think impresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You see, on Purim, and Reb Shlomo says this throughout all his Torah, is that on Purim, I'm not Asar in Melacha. I don't have to refrain from doing anything. I don't have to wear anything special. And at the Seudah, okay, I have to have a little bit of... What else do I really, really have to do? Purim is the most normal thing in the world. It's the most normal day in the world. I'll pee the halachas of who I am and what I have to do. But Purim has the ability to make everyone feel so special because we're impressed by the peirurim. Because we're impressed by the crumbs. Because the crumbs, yesh hafnama, in Hebrew you say hafnama, meaning you're letting the crumbs, those little things, truly touch your heart. And they crack open, your heart cracks open from it. I'll never forget, for the rest of my life, someone who Nebuch died, I think it was this last year, one of our friends, suffered from alcohol, he was an alcoholic, he suffered for many, many years, since I knew him. I knew him for about 20 years. And I'll tell you the Torah, I'll tell you the teaching, and then I'll tell you what happened with him. There's a teaching of Rav Moshe of Kubrin. It's my favorite Purim Torah. It's my favorite, like a cash Torah. If you only have a chance, if you had someone's Shabbos table, you really want to impress them, this is when you pull out and you can say it in a minute and you're done, you're Yotze. There's a Torah from Rav Moshe Kubrin and says, why is Purim really Yom Kippur? And why is it even higher than Yom Kippur? He says, because all year long, the Kaptzan, the Nebuch, when you give him tzedakah, as much as he's happy that you gave him tzedakah, he still feels a little bit nebuch because he says, you know, if I wasn't such a nebuch, I wouldn't need tzedakah. So even when you do a mitzvah and you give them tzedakah and you try to make them feel good that they have something, they still feel very schwach because they know why they're getting it. There's one day a year where they're not certain if they're receiving tzedakah or shalach manas because they're a nebuch or because maybe you actually like them. Why? Because suddenly they see that everyone else is getting little sardines also, hopefully, like little shalach manas too. So the Kubriner, the Heilige, the Moshe Kubriner says, that's the power of Purim. It's a day where the Ani, the Kaptzan, the Nebuch, the crumb, feels that maybe I'm not getting it today, the same type of shalach manas or matanot lev yonim that I get every day of the year. Maybe today I'm getting it for a different reason. Maybe today I'm like everybody else in the room. Maybe today everyone else feels like a nebuch too. Or maybe today everyone feels good, whatever it is. But today I'm not michutz l'machane. Today I'm part of everyone else. So where did I see this? I mean, we were learning this Torah in Yerushalayim. We were saying it over every year. And then one Shushan Purim, I saw this. My dear friends, the Fadimans was in their house in Yerushalayim in Nachlaot. My friend walked in. And all year, you know, every day of the year he would come in drunk all year long. He suffered so much. His neshama couldn't take it this last year, and he died young, 37, 38, maybe 39. And it was the one time I ever saw him not embarrassed about being drunk. It was the one day a year that I saw him, that he looked around, and he saw that everyone was like this, and he had a little bit less busha in his face for the nebuch place that he's in life. I'm not chas v'sholem justifying that his drinking that day. And I'm definitely not telling anybody that's been going strong in an AA program, listen, there's one day a year you could drink and not feel bad about it. That's not the point of what I'm saying. And I had to say that because I once got in trouble for that, for saying that. What I'm saying is that Purim has the ability to make everyone feel touched, moved, and that their little peccala, whatever it is, their little thing they have in their life that's going for them, this is how it was designed. This is why Reish Lakish says that God knew we would see so much money coming to, in that name of so much money, Aseret Alfim Kikar Kesef, Haman would come and he would say, you're done, and we come with our machatzita shekel. We come from with our little crumb and say, Ma pitom. My little crumb is building the Mishkan. Without my little crumb, the Ishbitz and Mashiach says in Vayakel, is that the person that was building the Kodesh Kodashim knew that the person that was working on the Yetedot HaChatzer, which means the pegs in the courtyard, that they were mashlim each other, that they completed each other. you know, today we're I don't know how many of you, and I'm sure it's a little bit like Efrat here, where Hebrew, whatever. There's a lot of English here too. I mean, Uvdah, we're sitting here really talking in English. But, so I'm sure there's a lot of following of certain interesting, exciting things going on in the United States of America these days, right? And there's someone that keeps on speaking about, we are a winner. Winners. Winners. We are winners. They're not winners. We're winners. By us, Yidden, it's true. By Aseret Alafim Kikar Kesef, they're only select winners. Not everyone has Aseret Alafim Kikar Kesef. But by us, Yidden, everyone has a little bit of a perur. Everyone has some kind of crumb. And we're all, I'm only a winner if you're a winner. It's the only way that I'm also a winner. There's no other way. I cannot be a winner if you're not winning. This is what the B'niyat HaMishkan, according to the Me'ah Shiloach, brought out from all of us. That I knew that even if I had the job of working on the holiest thing in the world, it was dependent on the other person's getting his tiny little job done as well. So now just let me wrap this whole thing up and try and ask you, you know, how do you do this? How do you really fall in love with the little bit of good you might have in your life, or the little bit of good that you've done, or your little perurim? It's nice. I would love to feel the magic and the beauty and the self, I don't know, I would love to feel fulfilled from the little things. But how do you do that? And you know who else had this question? Who else had this question? He couldn't really understand. How does it work like a little machatzita shekel? Who? Moshe Rabbeinu had this. Moshe Rabbeinu has a few times we see he doesn't understand how certain things work. Where else doesn't he understand how something works? By the menorah. Where else? The Kiddush Levana, right? By the Molad. Rabbi Shlaim is saying, "Achodesh azel lachem rashei chodeshim." And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I'm not really following you. What does that mean?" Hashem says, "What?" He showed him one ray of light, and then those three most powerful words, "Kazeh, Re'eh, V'Kadesh." I don't want to get into that. We'll get completely sidetracked by that. But over here also, Moshe Rabbeinu is not sure what happens. Zeh Yitnu. Rashi says, "What's Zeh Yitnu?" Is that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown by Hashem matbea shel esh. Matbea shel esh. He showed him a coin that was made of fire. It's amazing, huh? Amalek is what? Asher karcha baderech. And we know the machatzit shekel really overpowered the aseret alafim kikar kesef. And the machatzit shekel was what? Fire. If you're able to find fire in dropping your child off in the morning on a regular Tuesday in March, you can conquer any Haman in the world. But the little things have to be filled with fire. There's no other way anymore. You can't just do anything anymore the same way that it was before. En malasot, there's a famous Torah. Last Shabbos, right before we sinned with the golden calf, what were we told about? Shabbos. This is the first Shabbos after the golden calf. What are we told about? Shabbos again. Why? Reb Shlomo has a fascinating Torah. He says, you know, someone that grew up from, and then at a certain point he checked out, because he really wasn't feeling it. Wasn't connecting at all. And then he decides to do tshuva. He's not going to keep the same type of Shabbos that he did before he checked out. Because otherwise he wouldn't come back. You know what kind of Shabbos he needs now? He needs it so much deeper than the way it was before he checked out of Yiddishkeit. Just like us with Eretz Yisrael, we came back now after all these years. It can't be the same like it was before. With everything in life that you once lose and then you get it back again, obviously you appreciate it so much more, but you have to hold on to it that much tighter, that much stronger. Shabbos, if you kept Shabbos before you checked out, but it wasn't a fiery Shabbos, now, 20 years later, 5 years later, 5 years of, I'm not just talking about not eating kosher and turning on lights, I'm talking about literally being disconnected from your own neshama. Now it's got to be so much more passionate. Therefore, the Shabbos before Egel Azav, we kept Shabbos probably, and then we built a golden calf. So now we're told about Shabbos so much deeper. Now it's already a Shabbos together with the Machatzit Shekel. Now it's a Shabbos with a broken heart. Now it's got to be so much more, because now I need a matbea shel esh. I need fire in my life. And if you're looking at the way the world is working, who's keeping Yiddishkeit alive today? There are still like swimming pool Yidden, you know, like you know, frozen up Yiddishkeit that said it, can't touch it, it's hard as a rock, and you can even ice skate on it, and it's fine. It still works. That's not keeping anything on. That's not keeping anything alive. It's only where there's like elements of fire, and I'm not just talking about Hasidic circles. I'm talking about any circle where the concept of Hashem is escorted with passion. Passion. Cheshek. You know, and this can happen in every area in your life. The Chidush Yarim, I come, my mother's side, we're direct descendants from the Chidush Yarim of Gur, the first Ger Rebbe, Rebbe Yitzchak Meir of Gur. The Chidush Yarim says in the Machatzit Shekel, which was a matbea of Eish, Shekel stands for Shiftecha, Kumecha, and Lechtecha. The way you sit with people, the way how you get up in life, and where you walk to, all those elements need to have a little bit of fire in them. If you want to learn how to appreciate the crumbs. You know, I'll tell you, I've seen people in concerts, they've learned Shas, people that are learning day and night, Yomam Valayla. One little nigun, little crumb nigun, for some reason, is their matbea shel ish. They have the Aseret Elfim Kikar Kesef as well, but that's not what's keeping them alive. What's keeping them alive is a matbea shel ish, a machatzis shekel. With that they grow. That's the nachala they leave for their children. That's what really us children are waiting for from our parents as well. So, you know, it says that, there's a pasuk in the Megillah that it says, Vayomer Haman Belibo. Or Vayomer Haman Elibo. I'm not sure. Haman Belibo, I think. So the Kuznetzer Maggid says, you know, don't kid yourself. The Megillah is filled with every character is basically man talking to himself or man talking to God. Like we know that whenever the word Hamelech is referenced, it's a kavanah to Malko shel Balayla Ha'u Nadeda Shnat Hamelech V'Hamelech Kam B'Chamatol Mishteh Hayayin. Everything, you know, it's amazing. You can learn the Megillah and Pshat, but then you see the Remez, Drash, and Sod take you to so many different places. We could do this with every single pasuk in the Megillah, and in fact, the first perek in Masecht Megillah and the Gemara, the Midrashim, the Agadatas, there are filled with understanding the Pshat. All these different Pshats. So one of the Pshat, Vayomer Haman Elibo, that Haman spoke to his own heart. But wait a second, Amalek's connected to his heart? The Kuznetzer Maggid says, Vayomer Haman Elibo, Elibo Shel Kol Yehudi. There's a Haman voice that says, what are you going to impress God with your crumbs? Come on. Aseret Elefim Kikar Kesef, listen to me. This is Mapitom. Every job of a Yid is to hang on a tree in front of everyone that which tells you that the little hatzlachas in life are not that meaningful. And that the friendships that aren't based on that when I needed $50,000 and he lent it to me, Aseret Elefim Kikar Kesef. How about a friend that says, listen, I mamish don't have a dollar to give you, but I'm going to sit with you until you get it. That's a Purim friend. And that's what the broken parts of us are waiting to meet. That's who we're waiting to meet in today's day and age. So, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we should all be privileged and blessed to not wait till we're drunk at the Seuda to express and feel real friendships and loves in our life. I'll tell you very quickly, because this new album, the management always sends you on these very uncomfortable PR tours. it's absolutely, I mean, sometimes it's amazing. You want to spread your music. Being very honest, I feel very much at home here. The Torah Vav, the sixth teaching in the Likutei Maharan, says that a person has to run away from kavod in this world. And the more a person runs away from kavod, kavod runs after him. And the more a person runs after kavod, kavod runs away from him. I'm still trying to understand the art of, you know, holy PR. I still haven't figured this out yet, but I'm sharing with you because you get like these radio announcers call you, okay, we have 2 minutes here and then 3 minutes there, and be ready to be very spiritual and in 2 weeks from tomorrow at between 8 and 8:15. Like, it's such a joke, you know. So it was happening. I was running Motzei Shabbos to Amlav Malka, and they said, listen, you have to. We're calling you at 5 to 11. 5 to 11, be ready. Be ready, you got to be on. And remember, you got to say something very, very strong. It's Purim Katan, it was right on Purim Katan. You got to say something really, really strong. And I'm starting to sweat, like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? What am I going to say? I'm driving, I'm on the Begin. I'm going to pull over. I can't pull over. When am I going to pull over? Getting so nervous, this and that. And I was like, wait a second. I have to prepare a Seret Alefim Kikar Kesef, or I have to prepare a Perurim. What am I trying to do? What am I trying to do? I told this guy, it was on Galei Tzahal, I said, listen, brother, I don't know what Purim Katan is or isn't, but I know one thing. If I'm going to tell you and call you up during my Se'udah, Purim Se'udah calls, do you have those? That you remember the next day you're told who you called and what you said, you know what I mean? So, okay, eventually, you know, you're going to have a Purim Se'udah call, you're going to see, like, the next day, oh my God, you know, that happened to me once. I don't know how I had access to my laptop. I sent out, I don't know how to even be with people the next day. It was a chid. Anyway, I said to this guy, you know, Purim Katan, you have an extra month to, you know, to do what? To get ready for how you're going to be filled with love, like a Purim love, like Perurim love, not the big love, filled with emesdika love. You have a whole month to see, could I get there even without being drunk? How scared am I to express that place sober? Some of my best friends, a whole network of chevra, and they really are heroes. I call them the sober trippers. These are my friends that are in the program, in the AA, and in the 12 steps. These people are gedolim. They're my gedolim. They're mamish gedolim. To see them express love from such sobriety. That's how we learn how to prepare yourself for Purim. To Yom Shekula Purim. And perhaps Yom Kippur, the love that we feel through the intoxication of Purim, is maybe, that's, we get a little taste of that when we're one with the Ribbono Shel Olam on Yom Kippur as well. And remember, Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Torah brings down, what's one of the words that we say over and over and over again, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? There's one word we say over and over again in Shmona Esrei. Anyone know what one word we say over and over again? It's in every Shmona Esrei and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We have a word, it's called Uvechein. Uvechein ten pachdecha, uvechein ten kavod Hashem lamecha, uvechein tzadikim. The tour, not some tripped out mystical man. The tour brings down, where's the root? Where does this word uvechein come from? He says it comes from the Megillah. Because in the Megillah, what does it say? It says uvechein avo el hamelech asher lo kadat lecha asher avadati. Avadati. Who says that? Esther says what? Uvechein, which means well. Okay, so now, what am I going to do? Uvechein, my job is avo el ha-melech. Asher lo kadat. You know what a kadat means? Kadat is a seret alfim kikar kesef, totally from kadat, dati. I'm totally on it. I know exactly. I did all the blat I prepared. I did all the holy stuff I was prepared to do. Nah. Esther Malka says, you know, a yid comes before the king. As long as I come before the king, uvechein avo el ha-melech, asher lo chadat v'chasher avadati, avadati. If I'm decided to be wiped off after that, I'm wiped off. But all I know is that I spent time in this world coming to the king with my perurim, with my crumbs. So it's a little bit of a crumb nigun. A little bit of a crumb. It's also from this new album. I was asked to sing a few of these new nigunim, so this is a nigun I've been singing for many years. And Be'ezer Hashem, I hope we have a lot more opportunities to get ready for holy times, holy moments. And Yonatan, you should really, you and this beautiful Keila and the shul, and also please send my best to Rabbi Fine as well, that all of us should gather together all our crumbs and be so proud. Not gaiva proud. Real emezdeka proud. Of our little machatitz shekel, but it should be made out of matbea shel esh. Aye, da 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 da. Aye, da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Aye, da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 one last thing. We'll sing one last thing, but one more thing is that I'm very sensitive about this Indian about who we trust our kids with in terms of teaching them about Hashem. This last Shabbos, I was visiting my parents live in the area where I grew up in Israel, a certain city, without mentioning names. I was davening in the same school that I grew up in. I moved here when I was 9 to 16, I lived here in Israel. Then we moved back to Los Angeles. And it happened to be that I was davening that Shabbos in the school that I grew up in. There's a shul there, like many places. And it was very emotional for me to be back. I haven't been in my school. It was 20-something years. It was very emotional for me. And then my two older daughters came and I was playing with them on the same playground that I played, and it was so touched, so special. And then I see someone walking out of shul, and I look at him. I'm like so excited. I said, oh my God, girls, this is Abba's. This was Abba's principal when he was a little boy. Come. That was the biggest mistake I could have ever done. I'm being serious because I brought my girls to get excited. Who's the person that I learned, you know? Shalom Aleichem, אתה זוכר אותי, אני... אה, כן. He made a siman. אה, רואים אותך. He made a siman. אה, שלוימה. I said, טוב, okay. That went really deep and emotional. הנה שתי הבנות שלי. You haven't seen me in 22 years. I have three daughters. Two of my daughters are here with me. He took half an ounce of a look at them. So I'm just like, this nekuda is very, very, very strong by me that we're always big into like big moments. We're mitpael from huge achievements. It's the mornings you drop your children off to school. It's the literally the perim moments that matter the most. They matter so much more. Dear, this prayer hurt me so much. That thing that hurt me that he didn't really care about, that didn't bother me. That he looked at that which is most precious to me, and it did nothing to him. That mamish hurt me. That mamish, you know, the Ishbitza says the chet of the Meraglim was that, you know, they were told, look at, what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell them? Go into the land and uru'u et ha'aretz, look at the land. You know what they were supposed to do? They were supposed to do one thing. They were just supposed to look at that which Hashem looks at all the time. Eretz asher einei Hashem lokecha ba. They were supposed to look at that which Hashem looks at and fall in love with what Hashem looks at. So my real Purim friends are not ones that are mitpael from anything that I do or don't do. My real friends are the ones who know who my children are. Literally, a friend that I haven't seen in a long time that doesn't ask to see a picture of my child, I don't really connect to. Being serious, I'm going now this week back to LA. I'm really, it's going to be very interesting. I haven't seen a lot of my friends. Not to judge them, chas v'shalom. I want to be connected. I want to see that which they find, carry, and cherish precious in their heart as well. So we should always, always be connected, not to the big things that we do, but rather to those little perurim in our heart that mean the world to us.
Day ay ay Shabbos Kodesh ay ay Shabbos Kodesh ay ay Shabbos Kodesh Shabbos Kodesh la la ay ay Shabbos Kodesh ay ay Shabbos Kodesh ay ay Shabbos Kodesh Shabbos Kodesh ay la 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 ay la 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 bam 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 la 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 bam 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 hai hai oh 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 hey hai hai Shabbos Kodesh hai hai Shabbos Kodesh hai hai Shabbos Kodesh Shabbos Kodesh Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh.
Good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much, Chavre. And thank you, Yonatan. We have the new album up here, whoever would like to get it. And only good news, everyone. Thank you so much for coming.